Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back. Sid has joined us. We are going to switch topics here and talk Twins baseball. Obviously, this is a very big time for the Twins in all Major League Baseball. These are the winter meetings. Levine, Falvey, so many of them are in New Orleans for the winter meetings. Lots of expectations for some deals to happen. The Twins did make two deals during the week. Also in the offseason, they named a new pitching coach. Surprised a lot of people that went into the collegiate ranks, came up with Wes Johnson, and Wes is kind enough to join us this morning. Wes, one of the headlines about you was something about the, I'm going to get this right, the Czar of velocity. Can you how much can you improve a pitcher's velocity? Are they what they are? Are there things you can do to give them different spin ratio and more speed on their pitches? What can a pitching coach actually achieve?
Well, I've had a lot of success over the years. You know, you look over the past really 15 years and I've had some success at actually increasing velocity, but there's a lot of factors that come into that. And I think that's where, when you look at how I coach, you know, you really have to build an individualized plan. The same thing that works for one guy is not going to work for another. So with that being said, I mean, some guys achieve velocity or a lot of guys achieve velocity in different ways. So, yes, I am a firm believer that you can increase velocity just because, I've seen it and done it. So it's really a great process.
Have you got some pitchers have gone to the major league?
Yes, I've got a couple right now. I sure have. I've got Drew Smith with the Mets, Chance Adams with the Yankees, just Dakota Hudson with the Cardinals. So, yeah, there's some others as well.
Coach, the Twins have had a sort of a history of pitch to contact and get the ball in play and let the fielders field. Will the team concept change with the more of emphasis on velocity than pitch to contact?
Well, you know, I think we're in a day and age, if you look at statistically what's going on in professional baseball right now, it's really about the home run and the strikeout, if you really look at it. You got guys now in organizational philosophies that say, we don't care if a guy hits 230 as long as he hits, 30 homers. So the offensive game has really changed. I think, as early as 3 years ago, that was still a great philosophy. Not that it's not now. It's just we're teaching guys to throw different. Guys are coming in. They're already having velocity. I mean, to me, it's amazing how many young men now come in throwing the baseball 95 miles an hour. And so when you have that kind of stuff, it kind of forces us almost to put more emphasis on a strikeout than contact.
Wes, a question about something we started to see in baseball last year. Twins experimented with it in September. Where do you stand on the opener, the concept of an opener and then a primary pitcher?
Man, I think obviously the Tampa Bay Rays started that concept. And quite frankly, I think it's genius. What we're seeing now, getting back to the pitch to contact versus velocity, is you're seeing young men today who come in, like I think about one of the Cubs pitchers right now, and Alberto Mejia, who is really good, and you look at him statistically for 50 to 60 pitches, and this young man is really, really good. But then after that 60th pitch, it kind of starts to fade off his stuff. So, I think what Tampa has shown teams that they can do is they can still utilize a Mejia and get 3 to maybe even 4 innings out of him and using him in that opener role. And so I'm a big proponent of it. Obviously, in a perfect world, if you've got 5 starters, that's what you want. But if there's those years where you don't, I think the opener's a great, great alternative.
Were you surprised when you were asked to take his pitching job?
Oh, I was very surprised. you know, I was at the University of Arkansas, just had my head down going to work, and, you know, didn't expect any of this. If you look back what was going on with me, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, I had no idea I would be the Twins pitching coach now. So, yes, I am very surprised, but very excited and ready for the challenge as well.
Coach, do you have any advice for parents and grandparents who might have a prospective pitcher in there among a grandchild or a son or a daughter as far as what should they be stressing, Little League and up? Given your collegiate background, I know you probably looked at those kids from an early age. And what should they do and not do as far as developing pitchers at the young level?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I see now when we go out, because when I left the collegiate game, you know, it was crazy, guys. I mean, you start looking. I mean, we were recruiting 14-year-olds and committing them. And much like what's going on in our international market in professional baseball. But with that question being, you know, brought up, one of the biggest things I always tell younger players is just make sure you're playing catch. I think what happens now is with the way travel ball works and everything else is these young men are identified. They have a really good arm. Teams come after them and they pitch 3 times on a weekend and then they don't do anything during the week. And then they wait till the next weekend and they throw 3 more times. And when they're going in there, obviously they're really good. So they're competitive. So they're throwing really hard. And when you go back and trace a lot of injuries that are happening now, a lot of your doctors are what they label as degenerate stuff going on, meaning these young men have had these injuries, you know, probably from the time they were 14, 15 years old. And then when they get into college or professional baseball, all we're doing is, so to speak, is putting the last piece of hay on that haystack, and that's what's causing it to break, whatever that is, you know, whether it's a Tommy John surgery or a labrum or whatever. So the biggest thing I emphasize to a lot of these young parents or a lot of young players and parents is make sure that we're playing catch and we're still throwing and not just going out and pitching and making sure that during the week that we're doing other activities to help our arm recover.
Wes, you've got a pitcher on the staff, Romero. You read some things, might be a fifth starter. Spring training last year, the Twins used him as essentially a closer. Have you formed any kind of opinion on how you might try to work him into your pitching staff? And then my second question, are you looking at a 12 or the more common now 13-person pitching staff?
Well, you know, one of the things, well, I'll start with Romero first. I mean, come on, this guy, what a talent. If you can't get excited about him, man, wow, something's wrong. But, you know, I think right now what we're looking at is we've got to find out what's going to go on with our other guys. You look at a guy like Big Mike Pineda. You know, you hope Big Mike, and we have all the reasons to believe he is. You know, he comes back healthy and he's able to give us some things. You look at a guy like Cole Stewart, who's got starter stuff as well. So it's kind of like if we don't have to use Romero as a starter, he could be the best closer in the game, potentially, right? But at the same time, we may be forced to use him as a starter. So I think what will happen is there's a couple other factors in the mix for him because he can do both. You know, that's what makes him, to me, such a commodity is he can do both of those. He can start if we need him to start. He can close if we need him to close. So through spring training, you'll probably see us build him up as a starter because obviously it's real easy to pull him back and put him in a closer role after we've built him up. Second question, you know, that'll be a question that obviously Rocco and I will sit down and evaluate as we look at the roster. And, you know, you look at our schedule, guys. I mean, you want to talk about I don't know what the word is, maybe formative. They're real early. You could conceivably not need a fifth starter until, you know, somewhere around April 16th. So it wouldn't shock me if we carried early, you know, an additional position player. So we went with 12. And then when we got to that April 16th, April 18th, you know, we might add another pitcher and make it 13.
Will you have any contact with the pitchers before spring training?
Oh, yes. I've talked to all of them. I've talked to all of them except two. I haven't been able to get a hold of Mejia or Moya because of where they're currently living. But everyone else I have. I talked to on the phone, and you know, we've had other people who have been able to check on Mejia and Gabriel Moria for us that have been down in the Dominican. And Tony Diaz, our one of our new coaches, was recently down there and was able to go to their area and check on them.
Wes Johnson, a pleasure to have you on the air, and looking forward to meeting you and see how you do to the pitchers. Thank you, Wes.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, and really excited to be a Twin.
All right, Wes, well, we'll have you back on. A lot of good information. Appreciate that so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.